Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14. The Reverend Jonathan Maynor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Driving in the rain as you did this morning can certainly try one's patience. It can be difficult to stay safe, to arrive on time for that first meeting of the day, to maintain a pleasant attitude towards your fellow commuters. It might feel like a trial. But today it's just rain. No hail or massive flooding. No tornadoes or wildfires, and it's short-lived. But that's not the case with other trials in our lives, as we well know. They're not so short-lived, and they certainly don't feel as minor. The difficult diagnosis, the reeling relationship, the ever-changing environment in the office or at home, the crammed full calendar, pressure to produce, the internal angst that keeps you awake at night, and even the ridicule and contempt that you receive for living out your faith in the midst of struggles that come your way. Sometimes these things seem manageable. Sometimes they feel like the intense, fiery trial that Peter wrote about in our text this morning. The fiery trial that comes upon you to test you, the struggle and suffering that it leads to. Suffering, something that Peter put a good deal of emphasis on here in his first letter. The sufferings of Christ and the suffering that's part of our lives as we live as followers of Christ. Peter uses the verb for suffering, pasco, 12 times in 1 Peter. That verb only occurs 11 other times in all of the rest of the New Testament epistles. Peter certainly focuses on suffering, but he leaves no doubt that it was through what Christ suffered that he brought salvation to sinners. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. In our baptism, we are united with Christ in his death, and so too we're united with him in his resurrection. And so we are alive in the Spirit. So life now will be prosperous and secure. Well, certainly not all the time. Peter tells us, do not be surprised. Do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you. The fiery trial that's difficult to endure. It's not a welcome part of our lives. But we shouldn't be surprised as though something strange were happening. Because if Satan was bold enough to go after Jesus in the wilderness, if he knew he was defeated there, but we're told departed from him for an opportune time to try again to go after Jesus, you and I should never be surprised when Satan comes after us. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And Peter reminds us at the end of this letter, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And he likes nothing better than seeing us struggle in our suffering, seeing us turn inward and try to overcome that suffering on our own, seeing us question the goodness of God in our lives when under attack, seeing us falter in our faith and witness to others in the midst of our suffering. We are certainly tempted to react to our suffering in these ways. And on our own, the suffering is all that we will see, all that will consume our energy, all that will encompass our life. But thanks be to God, we're not left alone in our suffering. We have the power of the Spirit who strengthened us through the Word. The Spirit received by faith in baptism rests on you like a protecting hand. And we have the example of Christ himself of how to bear this suffering. Earlier in 1 Peter, "For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps." Suffering for the sake of the gospel, while unpleasant, is an honor for us as Christians who know that our Savior suffered to save us. And it's been this way throughout the history of God's people. Matthew 5, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Acts 5, "Then they," the apostles, "left the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name." Philippians 1, "For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake." Yes, it's an honor to suffer for the sake of the gospel. And in the power of the Spirit, we can also rejoice in those sufferings. As St. Paul says, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." And in our text today, "But rejoice, insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when the glory is revealed." Luther put it this way: "God lays a cross on all believers in order that they may taste and prove the power of God, the power which they have taken hold of through faith." Indeed, in faith we can be rejoicing now, although that rejoicing is at times in suffering. But that suffering unites us with Christ, unites us in his death, and unites us in his resurrection, so we can live in the confidence that we will be rejoicing. We'll be rejoicing in utter completeness on the day of our Lord's return. As St. Paul wrote to the church at Rome, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." We wait for that day. We wait and go through the suffering, but yet we rejoice, for it is an honor to suffer for the sake of the gospel. God grant it to us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.